Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor, R-A-K-E-S-H. K-A-P-O-R. The date of service is 10/28/2022. Date of birth is 9/18/1958. Date of accident 7/28/2022. Patient Rakesh Kapoor is here for a follow-up visit secondary to an automobile accident, where he suffered from a trauma in a rear-ending accident on a freeway. He was cut the restaurant driver, and he reported neck whiplash, injury to the head, chest, neck. He reported severe headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness in the beginning, along with severe swelling and neck pain on the left side, severe pain in the left shoulder, and lower back pain, especially shooting to the right buttock and right leg from L2 to L3, and the right knee, and bilateral hips. He suffers from diabetes. He's taking metformin 1000 mg daily and allopurinol 300 for gout, Lasix 20, and also cholesterol medicine. Currently, he reports his pain is as follows. In the neck, it is around 5, off and on, as well as in the upper back, it is around 6. Lower back pain is 7, especially in the hip area and radiation to the right buttock and right leg posteriorly, and also into the left arm involving second, third, and fourth finger. The pain in the left shoulder is 7, and he has difficult time lifting his arm. On the left side, he has dropped phones and dinner plates, and his ADLs are severely affected to the tune of 8. Relationship with people is affected 8. Mood swings, sleep problems are reported 6. Enjoyment of life is 6, as well as walking ability and mood is affected 6. General activity is affected 7. Patient does report 70% improvement with the physical therapy and medications, and he has a difficult time driving, standing or walking for a long period. He can walk up to half a block, and due to the pain, he's not able to. He is informed that he is going to go for an IME exam soon, for, as scheduled by the insurance company. And pain level varies from 5 to 8, while the ADLs are affected up to 6 to 8. And in the system review, patient report that he's suffering from spots in the vision, but his headache is now minimized, dizziness is none, and moderate difficulty in sleeping 4 to 5 hours. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that he's suffering from pain in the shoulders, especially the left shoulder, and pain in both hips, and pain in the right knee around 5, pain in the lower back is 7, and middle back pain is 5 to 7, and neck pain is around 4 to 5, with radiation to the left arm involving second, third, fourth finger anteriorly, and also in the right buttock and right upper thigh up to the knees involved as numbness and tingling and shooting pain. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and it is improving slowly. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 124 over 85, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 9 for 8/30/2022. Dictation number is 0920-128. Diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to provide following medication after reviewing the maps and the labs. Naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, Lidocaine gel 5%, and also Tylenol codeine number 3, 50 tablets for every 12 hour PRN for severe pain only. Patient is advised to continue seeing the neurologist, Dr. N. Verma, and also to go see brain MRI with neuroquant study has been ordered to identify the damage to the brain due to the concussion and TBI. An MRI of the right shoulder and left shoulder is also ordered to identify the damage to the shoulders and to identify rotator cuff tear. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. He also exhibits a damage to the sacroiliac joint, and he is released to a light-duty job with 7-pound lifting limit, and physical therapy continues 3 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, shoulders, hip, and the wrist bilaterally, and bilateral SI joint. So far, so good. The patient is otherwise stable. No other issues. And the MRIs have been reviewed again with the patient. And it is found that the patient has a trace of bulging at L1 to L5 with facet hypertrophy. And in the cervical spine, mostly there is a disc osteophyte complex pressurizing the ventral cord and the neuroforamina, along with facet hypertrophy and covertebral joint issues. They are osteophyte complex is related to the pre-existing issues, but rest of them are from the automotive. The patient will be seen in 15 days' time, and then further recommendation will be made at that time.